Welcome to PCMC. I'm Mike Buongiorno. I'm joined today by Kat.
Just sneeze.
What is your... you told me your last name. We've known each other for a good amount of time. And you told me your last name.
5 years.
Yeah, wow. Say your last name.
Habrukowicz.
Habrukowicz.
Yeah. It's literally like phonetically... Like how it's spelled is how it's phonetically pronounced.
Habrukowicz. What is its origins?
Does it Where mean do you anything? Think?
I don't know. Do I don't know. I mean, it sounds
it's
white.
It's from the motherland. It sounds white. It's Russian.
It's definitely okay. Habrukowicz.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I tell people, I'm like, just sneeze. That's my
it's
last.
Not that hard. It's actually not that hard. I'm here with Kat.
No.
Habrukowicz.
Good job.
Thanks. Kat, so great to see you.
It's been a minute.
Yes, yes.
Actually, the last time I saw you was pre me getting a hysterectomy, and we were talking about how much the human uterus weighs. That was a good
right.
episode.
Right, because you were on the VHS episode way back early on in this show.
Yeah.
Right.
And Emilio was sitting there.
Yeah.
Emilio Sparks.
Absolutely. So so how did the hysterectomy work out?
It worked out really well.
Yeah.
I'm not in pain anymore. So
right, you have endo.
I had endometriosis.
That's what I was going to say.
I was an endo warrior.
Fuck yeah.
That sounds like something that would be in Star Wars.
An endo warrior?
Right?
Yeah,
endo
yeah.
Endo warrior. This is starting out wonderfully.
Yeah, it's perfect. So, it's funny. I forgot that you were on the VHS episode. I was thinking all day, yeah. Like, oh, it's your first appearance, but it's not.
Dude, it's like my second, though, because there was one where I just, like, popped up to Emilio's house, and then it was just, like, an impromptu Emilio Sparks episode, Emilio Sparks experience, or
right.
whatever. And then we transitioned into, like, a small PC.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to look up what episode that was, because all my episodes are available, by the way. Nothing's behind a paywall. So from episode one to this episode, it is all fucking there for you. Don't you fucking worry. And if you're new to the show, this is a show about popular culture and TV and movie and video games and stupid shit like that. And
it's available where you can get all your podcasts.
Exactly. And if you don't know where to start, quite recently we did an episode called the Starter Pack episode, which is the perfect, it's designed to be the first episode if you want to get into it.
Does it come with a holographic Charizard?
Yes, of course it does. It's a starter pack. Don't fuck around.
Or Chansey, at least a Chansey.
Yeah. Holy moly.
It's you're gonna scroll for a while.
I think it just sprained my thumb. So how the fuck are you?
I'm good.
You look like you're doing good.
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm doing well. Grammatically. Okay. Whoa.
I refuse to have bad grammar on this podcast.
Yeah, I'm doing well.
The thing about having a podcast is, or if you editing your own podcast is, you hear your own voice more than any human should. So I hear my own voice all of the time. And I have a very lazy voice. So like I mispronounce things all the time. And I just like say half words. Like just my mouth is just super fucking lazy.
When your brain is there, but like it just doesn't come out.
Right.
Okay, I get it.
I try to edit it out. I try to edit it to make it sound good. Okay, wait. Shit, you were on episode 12.
Dude.
This is episode...
You mean in the prehistoric era?
Yeah. I'm not exactly sure when this is going to come out, but we're in the 190s. We're almost at 200.
Oh my God.
And you were on episode 12. Fuck. It came out January 24th, 2018.
Wow.
The before times.
Land before time.
Yeah. We were trying to think about what would be a good thing for us to chat about. And I said Deadpool, because I know you love Deadpool.
Love me some Deadpool.
Now, I know you're... Do you have a Deadpool tattoo? I think
I
it's very
have
touching.
Zero from Nightmare Before Christmas dressed up as Deadpool.
Wow. You know a person has a lot. You can't see it because this is a podcast, but you know a person has a lot of tattoos when you ask them a question about tattoos and they stop and think. Like your eyes went towards the ceiling, like, why do I?
Yes, Jimmy Litwalk in Orlando did it for me. He was like, one of his clients didn't show up, and he's like, "Oh, you know, I just have some, I got some time to spare. I drew this for you because I figured it's two things you like." And I was like,
Wow.
"Bro, let me get that right now." And I literally drove to Orlando from Tampa, and it's about like probably like a good 6 inches, 7 inches big on my
Wow.
thigh, and it's literally Zero dressed as Deadpool with the little pumpkin nose. Of course, we have to
Of
have the pumpkin.
course. Of course, little pumpkin nose. That's awesome.
And I was like, wow, Jimmy, you know me very well.
Yeah, that is two things you love, The Nightmare Before Christmas and Deadpool.
And some Deadpool, yeah.
Well, tell me, how'd you like what's your origins with Deadpool? How'd you get into Deadpool?
So my brother actually got me into Deadpool. So my brother and I had always kind of been like, remember the, I mean, you do. You remember the X-Men cartoon. You'd
Yeah.
come home, you'd watch it. It was just the bomb.com. I was obsessed with Wolverine. And then all of a sudden, Evan mentions this character called Deadpool. And I was like, I've never heard of Deadpool. They're
I
not
don't
on
remember
TV.
him in the cartoon.
He wasn't.
Oh,
So
okay.
Evan tells me about this character who has these unlimited healing abilities, and he's kind of witty and funny. So I did my own research, and that was right around the time that this like test footage of Ryan Reynolds sitting on the
Yeah.
overpass. But it was like, is this test footage? Is this like
Fan
a
film.
mini trailer? We don't know.
Right.
And that's kind of how I started out with Deadpool, and I was like, this is good. I like this. I like his suit. I like his costume. I like what he's doing. I like the
Yeah.
music they put behind it. And then I did more research and I picked up New Mutants 98, which is the first appearance of Deadpool in the comic books. And I was like, this is brilliant. This is funny. This is witty. This is adult rated.
Yeah, absolutely.
And from there, it spiraled into an obsession with Deadpool. I feel like if I were to identify with a Marvel character, it would be Wanda Wilson, which would be Lady Deadpool.
Now, well, let me. So, in his first, I read his first appearance. He's not really like Deadpool-y in that first
Not
appearance, right?
yet, but
He's just an
it starts to
athlete.
develop. I would say after that run, after Rob Liefeld's run, my favorite run is Posen's run, which is the one where Deadpool dies, essentially, like the death of Deadpool. That's probably my favorite because it has that like just grittiness to it, the wittiness to it, and it really just that's my favorite version of Deadpool.
Okay. Do you know and you know, you don't have to be an expert or anything. No one ever who comes on the show is. But do you know like how he grew? 'Cause if I might be wrong with this. 'Cause I'm a fan and I've read some of the Deadpool comics and of course seen the movies like everyone else. But wasn't Deadpool, at least originally, kind of like a joke version of Deathstroke? Or like
Kind of.
kind of a like homage slash ripoff slash wink wink at the character Deathstroke?
I think so. I think that was Marvel's attempt of being like, look, we also have an indestructible
Yeah.
character that can fight and do everything and just come out unscathed.
Yeah.
Because there was that one, I forget what YouTuber put it together. It was the battle of Deadpool and Deathstroke, and it was like, who would win?
Yeah.
And I was like, that's a good one to put some hundos down on, because I actually don't know who would win that situation.
So I don't know. What's interesting is Deathstroke, I don't think he didn't evolve the way that Deadpool did. Like,
No.
not to say Deathstroke is bad. I actually like him a lot in Teen Titans. The whole storyline of like where he's like with Robin and shit. But he stayed like mean bad guy, whereas Deadpool went from like insane assassin to like now he's got split personalities and he's talking to himself and he's breaking the fourth wall. Do you know like how it got to that point? How did he become that?
You know what? I don't know. I wonder if it was just Marvel's attempt at saying, let's try something different. Because he is, as far as I'm concerned, I'm pretty sure he's the first character, if not the only character, that's ever broken the fourth wall, especially in a comic book. So I don't know if that was Marvel's just like, fuck it, let's just see if this works, if the people like it. But I don't think DC ever really took that and ran with it to see how their consumers would appreciate that. But I know that Marvel took that risk, and I think it worked out for them. But I think, yeah, he started out as a mercenary, and he's like just, killing people, and then you fall in love with him, and you feel bad for him and his origin story, and he's got cancer, and they trick him into this whole, experiment, and then you hate him again, but then you love him, and it's like, I don't know how to feel about you, but I want you on my team though.
He's complicated.
He is complicated.
What do you think's like the best version of him? Like, what writer do you think gets him the most right?
I would say either Posen for sure, Brian Posen,
He's the
or
comedian, right?
yeah, he is the comedian, and he did some excellent Deadpool. That was probably in 2008, ooh, 2017, 2018. Ooh, if my dates are wrong, I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
And then I know that Scotty Young just did a run of Deadpool as well. And Scotty Young has his own twist on Deadpool. He has his own twist on everything. And he adds a level of fuckery to all of his comics that he touches that I think it's like just two versions of Deadpool. You have Brian Posehn's version of Deadpool, and then you have Scotty Young's version of Deadpool. And I like them both for different reasons.
How are they different?
Brian Posehn is more of just like a, let me evolve this character. Let me just discover the complexities of. So you can understand his character more, whereas Scotty Young's character was like, "We're just gonna fuck shit up," and it's like, "Yes, I love this. I love this." And the language, and it was like, "Do not give this comic book to your 12-year-old son because he's gonna
No.
repeat some of these words, and we can't have this because we're gonna get calls from the school."
He did appear in the Spider-Man cartoon, didn't he?
Yeah, so there was the Amazing Spider-Man. It was either Amazing Spider-Man versus Deadpool or Amazing Spider-Man and Deadpool. And Deadpool wanted so badly to be Spider-Man's friend.
But
And it
doesn't he
was such
also
a
like
good,
want to
like,
fuck
jump
him too?
in the whole time. Spider-Man is just, like, not having it.
They're a perfect team together
I say so.
because, I mean, they have similar costumes in a way. Spider-Man is, they're both funny. They both make quips, but Spider-Man obviously has this great moral compass.
Which Deadpool
And,
does not have.
but Deadpool, like, so to quote Jack Nicholson in As Good As It Gets, Spider-Man makes Deadpool want to be a better man.
I can see that.
Like that's the thing that's interesting about Deadpool. Like you get a little bit of that in the second movie when he's like with the X-Men. He's inherently violent and shitty, but like part of him wants to be a good guy if it's like not too much work.
Yeah, but he also has that like impulsive, like, nah, I'm going in, guns blazing. You can't stop me.
He's such
He's perplexing.
yeah, he's deep. Now, from the comics that I've read, something that it's hard to not compare a lot of it to the movie because I feel like the movie was hugely successful when it came out, was the most successful R-rated movie ever. And like I didn't know, other than like a little bit, like I didn't really know about Deadpool before that. I feel like a lot of people learned about Deadpool when the movie came out. So it's hard to like not think of the movie as a sort of like cornerstone to think of everything else about. But reading the comics, he's more I think he's more insane. Something that's not in the movie is like he's quipping and he's talking to the fourth, like breaking the fourth wall. But in the comic, there's really like two voices in his head, which you don't see really in the movie.
No, you don't.
Do you like Ryan Reynolds' portrayal?
Absolutely. I think he nailed it. Like, I can't I've often thought about like, oh, who else could have played Deadpool? And I can't for the life of me think of anybody else who would have nailed that character as well as Ryan Reynolds.
When you read the comics, like I read it in his voice. Like I
I
can't
do
imagine.
too.
Right.
Yeah, I can't imagine another person.
That's an
That's so hard.
interesting story too, because he played Wade Wilson in X-Men
Origin.
Origins Wolverine, but that's like not a real version of Deadpool. It's like kind of Deadpool, but kind of not. And he got into the character while making that movie and kind of was like, well, we didn't do it the way we didn't do it right. And then he's kind of the man behind the movie. Like he made that movie happen.
I definitely feel like he was like, here's the version of Deadpool that should be.
Right.
And Marvel took it and was like, ooh, this is gonna have an R stamped all over.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting, like the MCU and like the Marvel proper movies are like huge, huge, hugely successful. And like a huge, like they make up a huge portion of what pop culture is now. And then you've got the X-Men movies, which are good and through very, you know, varyingly, some are better than were others. Some are great, some are terrible. But the X-Men movies are not like the cultural landmark that the MCU is. Yet Deadpool is part of, or was part of, the X-Men universe. Before it came out, people were kind of like, oh, well, it's not really a Marvel movie. But then it ends up being huge. And it does something that I think, honestly, I'm a fan of the MCU, but not a huge fan. I like it. And there's some things I don't like. I definitely like Deadpool more than maybe Deadpool's tied with the first Guardians of the Galaxy, but I
I can
might
see
say
that.
that I like Deadpool more than any MCU movie.
Guardians of the Galaxy is like it's like its own entity though, because the way that they did that, it reminds me of Scotty Young's Guardians of the Galaxy, like his Rocket and Groot comics
Yeah.
that he did. It's like that just reminds me of that. So like Guardians of the
Right.
Galaxy, the music was wonderful, the casting was wonderful, the costumes, the everything was just
Yeah.
wow, I feel like I've picked up the comic and I'm reading it.
Well, that's the thing. Guardians of the Galaxy, and the same is true for the first Deadpool, they work on their own. Whereas I think some of the MCU movies don't work on their own. They don't stand on their own as movies. You know, I like Deadpool 2, and I've seen it a bunch of times, and I saw like the PG Christmas version.
Yeah, they did the kids version
Yeah. But I've seen Deadpool 1 a lot. It's like
too
for a
many
while,
times.
it was like my happy place for a while. I recently saw it, me and my girlfriend Jen saw it at a drive-in, and it's like, damn, it's so
Oh.
good. The first Deadpool movie is one of the best superhero movies ever.
Yeah, people ask me which one did you like better, one or two, and I was like, one for sure, but two, having Colossus in
Yeah.
there and Juggernaut, like that scene alone was like, okay, that's the only reason I like two
Yeah.
is Colossus versus Juggernaut. Like it was
Yeah.
perfection, but number one is
Right.
you can't beat it.
The first one is such a perfectly made movie from, you know, like the way the story is told, the humor, from the crazy way it starts,
The
you know.
musical score,
Yeah.
everything is perfect.
Yeah, starting with the Juice Newton song, Morning Angel, you're like, what the fuck is this? It's so perfect. And the second one I like.
The Hello Kitty lip balm. Don't forget about the
Yeah.
Hello Kitty lip balm in the first movie in the opening scene.
Yeah. And the Adventure Time watch.
Yep.
You just get the feeling like he is Deadpool. Like, I feel like if I hung out with Ryan Reynolds, it would be like hanging out with Deadpool.
I mean, I think his wife has been quoted saying that he is Deadpool. Like at almost at all times, he is Deadpool.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that would be dope to just like walk around and just have like Deadpool with no costume on, just kind of walking around my house making shitty comments or
Yeah.
jokes and
He is fun. And he's kind of leaned into it. Like, I don't know if you saw Hobbs and Shaw,
I have
but
not.
he's basically Deadpool in that. As Pikachu, he's fucking Deadpool. He's just Deadpool in everything. And it's great. I can watch it all day. I'm fine
It's
with it.
kind of like Daniel Radcliffe. Like, no matter what movie you're in, you're fucking Harry Potter, dude.
I know,
Like,
I
I'm
know.
sorry. You're Harry Potter. Or
Yeah.
Hermione Granger, when I was watching her in Beauty and the Beast, or Hermione Granger,
Watson.
Watson in Beauty and the Beast. I was like, that's Hermione Granger. Like,
I
I'm
know, it's so hard.
sorry. I can't unsee it.
Yeah. But it's like, it's not just that we associate the way he looks with it. It's like you can tell he's improvising too. Like, I'm sure there's a script. And then, like, when they, because he's the producer too, so he can do whatever the fuck he wants. So I'm
Yeah.
sure when they make the movie, he just, like, you see sometimes in the outtakes that he'll say like five different things.
I'm sure there was because I mean he just embodies it so well that I feel like if there was something that needed to go on the fly, like he would
Yeah.
know what to do.
Well, when you see the PG rated version of part two, there's different jokes in that.
I haven't seen it because I was like, no.
No, it's funny and it's so self-aware because in the beginning he's trying to like recreate Princess Bride. So he kidnaps Fred Savage and like puts him in a bed and he's like, I'm gonna tell you the story. That's like the only new footage in it. And Fred Savage is like, why would you make a watered down version of the story? And he was like, for money and because Disney.
For money and Disney. That's perfect.
Well, that brings us to something amazing, which is he's coming into the MCU. There is a new Deadpool movie that I don't know if they're going to call it Deadpool 3 or Deadpool whatever subtitle, but it's him as Deadpool, Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool in the MCU timeline.
Like canon?
Yeah. Well, think about
What?
it. They've already opened up the multiverse, right?
Yes.
So you have like J.K. Simmons was in the last Spider-Man movie as J. Jonah Jameson. And I didn't watch WandaVision, but I know like that opened up lots of shit and stuff. Oh, yeah, and the new Spider-Man is supposed to have like Tobey Maguire in it and shit. So they opened it up, and he's such a fourth wall breaker anyway. It would be very easy to just accept it. Because he could just look at the camera and be like, yeah, I'm in a Marvel movie now. And then you're like, okay, fine. Like it just
This is the perfection that I need in my life.
And I hope that they go hard R. I hope they
I
don't
hope they do too. I
punk
mean,
out.
you can't have Deadpool as a PG-13. He's just not designed to be a PG-13 character.
No,
Like
yeah.
he's balls to the wall, like fuck, 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 fuck. Like
Right,
that's
right.
just that's him. That's him.
Right.
It's not a clear representation of Deadpool without that.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
I feel bad for the youngins who are like, I want to get into Deadpool. And their moms were like, no, you're 12. Sorry, kiddo.
I know. I don't have kids, and I was talking a couple years ago. Like, I was talking to a friend, and he had his kids were there, and I was like, I don't know what to say to kids. So I was like, hey, I was like, you see the new Deadpool? And they were like, no. And my friend was like, no, they didn't see the new Deadpool. I was like, oh, okay, my bad.
My bad, I forgot they're not 18.
Yeah. I was like, oh no, I remember because Endgame just came out, and I was like, did you like Endgame? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, were you sad when Spider-Man died? And this little like kid was like 10, and he was like, he's coming back. I was like, hey kid, I was like, all right, you know your shit. Yeah, I can imagine. Well, it's got to be fun to be a little kid and like sneak Deadpool, like.
The funny thing for me is like going around cons and seeing little kids dressed as Deadpool because it's
Yeah, it's
like,
adorable.
come on, like
Yeah.
you're not walking around here with katanas screaming fuck, like you
Yeah,
don't even know. Did you even see the movie? Or
I
you just
know.
trying to be cool? I'm just trying to be cool, man.
Well, it's funny, when I was a kid, I feel like my parents would have absolutely let me see it. When in
Really,
the
mine were the complete opposite. Mine would have been like, no, you have to go upstairs and say your prayers.
Oh, really?
Oh yeah.
No, in the 90s, my parents did not give a fuck.
Oh, in the 90s, my parents were like, that one's gonna grow up to be trouble.
So were you really raised very religious?
I would say yes, and then funny story, in 8th grade, I'll never forget this, Mrs. Lydell was my science teacher, and we were talking about the birds and the bees,
Sure.
and she's like, you need a male and a female to make the baby. And my dumbass, well, actually smart ass, walks into religion class with, oh God, now I don't remember her name. And I was like, so how did Mary get pregnant if there's no guy? Because like Miss Lydell down the hall just said you need a male and a female. Like, that's not like scientifically not
Right.
possible. And they pulled my ass into the principal's office, called my mother, and said, "Tell your daughter to stop asking questions like this." And I was
Wow.
like, "That's it, I'm out. All y'all motherfuckers are lying to me." And my
Right.
mom, I was like, "I'm not going to church ever again because you guys are all liars." And she goes, "Oh, just get confirmed and then you don't have to come again.
Yeah.
Like just finish it out." Because I went to Catholic school all the way through 8th grade.
Oh,
She's
wow.
like, just get confirmed and then you don't have to go to church anymore. And I was like, okay. But yeah, there was, if I wanted to see a rated R movie, it was because my friends snuck me in.
Wow.
Yeah.
I also had the thing where it was like, just go to confirmation and then you're fine.
And then you're good. And
You
then you've been blessed
Yeah.
enough.
You never have to go back unless it's like somebody's wedding.
You know what? I want to hear something funny. So I've gotten into like true crime stuff and like true crime podcasts, and I've been reading all these books. They're kind of fucked up, but it is what it is. And the other day, Tyler and I were walking through a Barnes and Noble, and to get to the true crime section, you have to walk through the Bibles. And
Really?
I just found this to be such a juxtaposition. I was like, this is so fucked up that like they make you walk through side to side a Bible aisle to
Yeah.
turn the corner to then get to this little section of true crime.
Yeah.
And then Tyler obviously picks up a Bible and he like hands it to me, and I was like, that will burst into flames if your
Yeah.
finger touches it. Like, we can't put that down.
It's
But I just thought it was so funny because I was like, this is, I don't
weird,
like
right?
hiding through the Bible section. Can I just buy my books on serial killers?
What's the last serial killer you read about?
Well, not serial killer. I just finished up the Franklin cover-up.
What's that?
It is called, it's the Franklin cover-up, Child Abuse, Satanism, and Murder in Nebraska. I had
Whoa.
never heard of this before. And I've heard of a lot of serial killers and conspiracy theories. And so basically in Nebraska, there was this child sex trafficking ring with all of these high-ranking politicians and people that owned banks. And there was only one newspaper in Nebraska or in Omaha. So they could distort the truth to be whatever they wanted it to
Right.
be. And they actually turned the victims into villains. And the one girl who was part of this sex trafficking ring actually is, she's still in prison for 5 years. They charged her with perjury.
Jesus.
Yeah, and she was like, "Fine, I'll go to jail, but I'm going to jail because I know my truth. Like, I know my truth." But yeah, some of the passages from the book actually made me like sick to my stomach because they were talking about like satanic rituals and stuff like that.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really sad. But other than that, just like a lot of like Ted Bundy stuff and like just the psychology behind it, I guess. I'm just fascinated. Like, how did you get to be so fucked up? Like,
Right, right.
Where did this cross your brain? Maybe that's also why I like Deadpool, because he's a little fucked up.
He's absolutely fucked up.
Like,
But
I mean, it makes sense.
some people are fucked up and it's a burden to them. You know, like
True.
people who are suffering. But then the thing about like Deadpool and serial killers, a lot of them is they're fucked up and they're fine with it. They love it. They love what
Yeah,
they're,
it's
they
a
don't give a shit.
sociopath. Yeah, sociopath, classic sociopath, or borderline personality disorder, however you want to
Right.
diagnose it.
So
But yeah,
fucked up.
I've been reading a lot of serial killer stuff and listening to a lot of documentaries and just like engulfing myself. Like, I just become enthralled with these stories. Like, how, like, what happened? I think the building block is definitely child abuse. There's in almost every story I read, child abuse is the foundation of.
Wow. See, I always think of stuff as like chemical imbalance or something in your brain, but
Yeah, trauma.
you could trauma could do it.
Yeah, trauma did it. So, I mean, I just that's my thing right now is the true crime.
Have you read The Psychopath Test by John Ronson?
Negative, but
Oh,
I'm intrigued. What is
it's
that?
so good. John Ronson's a journalist, but he's got like a very funny voice, so his stuff's very entertaining. He wrote the book The Men That Stare at Goats, which became a movie. And The Psychopath Test is about, well, basically in it he talks about a lot of things. He talks about like, first of all, what is a psychopath and what is a sociopath? They're kind of just different names for the same thing in different time periods. And he just learns about psychopaths. He interviews psychopaths or sociopaths. One in 100 people is a sociopath.
A sociopath?
One in 100. So
Okay.
1% of all people are sociopaths. And we think, we think, oh, they all become serial killers. No, a lot of them become politicians. A lot of them become
CEOs.
leaders, CEOs. Right. In the book, he
Look at
indicates
Jeff Bezos.
exactly. He's a fucking sociopath. Because I think if you don't feel for other human beings, you can really rise to the top. If you've got nothing
Yeah.
inside you that feels for other people and what they need, you could easily fucking
Jeff
yeah.
Bezos.
Well, there's one guy he interviews in the book where the guy is like he's a millionaire, and I think that they call him like the slasher. And like what he was famous for was, if your company was like losing money, you would hire this guy to come in and turn things around. And basically what he would do is come in and fire anybody that he felt was dead weight and not give a shit at all. And he would save these companies, and that's how he got rich. But that's why they called him the slasher. His job was to fire people. And it doesn't matter if you were working 40 years, you got a wife and kids, fuck you. It doesn't matter. You're fired.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that would definitely be classic sociopath.
Yeah.
He doesn't give a shit.
Yeah. So going back to Deadpool, then, what interests me so much about Deadpool, at least in a lot of more modern versions, because he kind of started like as a bad guy, right? And
Yeah.
now he's more of a hero, but he's like, he just wants to be
He
good.
wants to fit in.
Yeah.
I don't feel like okay, so I there's two conflicting things here. There's
Sure.
one where I feel like I don't want to say off the movies, but from like a humanistic side, I feel like he wants to fit in with the X-Men. I definitely feel like
Yeah.
he wants that camaraderie. But then also in the comics, I feel like he wants to fit in. Like he like there's I mean they have the X-Force, which is I mean where his second, third, and fourth appearance came from, and then New Mutants. But like he didn't really fit in anywhere in the beginning in his origin stories. So I just feel like that kind of led into where you see him in the movie just trying to fit in,
Right,
like
right.
make friends. So I'm hoping I have so many theories for Deadpool 3 that like I hope just one of them or even partial bits of them come true.
Theories of what you
I just
think will happen, or wishes that you hope happen?
I wish hope happen. That makes sense. I want X-Force to come together. I want that gray costume, those red eyes. I want the whole X-Force to come together. I want some Cable thrown in there because Josh Brolin, I mean he we don't even need to get into that. That was just A plus. Slap it on the wall. You won Cable and Thanos. You won. But they made a nod to that X-Force costume. Remember at Deadpool 2 when he got covered in the ash and he was gray and his eyes were red. Did you notice that? And I'm like, oh, because somebody spoiled it for me because obviously comic strips. Somebody ruined it for me and was like, if you like X-Force Deadpool costume, you're gonna love Deadpool 2. And I was like, well, fuck your face, man. Thanks for ruining it. And then when I saw it, obviously I geeked the fuck out. So I was like, look, it's the X-Force costume.
That's
So I'm
awesome.
hoping in Deadpool 3 that they at least whip out his X-Force costume. I appreciated it in Deadpool 2 when they whipped out his X-Men costume, the blue and yellow one. Love
Yeah,
that costume. That's a good costume.
that
But
is
his
cool.
X-Force one, oh man, when he gets into that gray suit, there's just something about it, man, that I'm like, this
Yeah.
is so badass. This is just, it's kind of like the hockey teams away and home jerseys. It's like
Yeah,
this
because it's the same like style,
is
but just different colors.
just different colors, and it just does something to me. I have the Sideshow X-Force Deadpool statue, and it's just like that gray suit, man.
Well, that leads into something else now, which is Gwenpool. I
Oh, don't
fucking
even get I read all of that shit.
Yeah, I read it
I
too.
soaked it up.
I think I'm more familiar with Gwenpool than Deadpool. I've read.
Gwenpool was amazing. It was so perfect.
And Gwenpool started out, how do we even describe? All right. So they did this thing at Marvel, like they do like these variant covers just to like make more money. So they did this thing at Marvel where like they had a bunch of their different comics, but like they made on the cover, they made them look like Deadpool. So they've got Spider-Gwen, which is a version of Spider-Woman who is Gwen Stacy.
Yes.
If you've seen the Into the Spider-Verse movie, she's in that.
Yeah.
So They did a cover where it was just like Spider-Gwen or Gwen Stacy, but like in a pink Deadpool outfit. And that's all it was. It was just like a fun cover. But the look and the design was so fucking cool. The people like immediately started cosplaying it and like drawing it and fucking making art of it. And then Marvel was like, people really like this. Like, we should actually do it. And it's weird because she's not Gwen Stacy. She's Gwen, and her last name is Poole, Poole. It's wild. And she also breaks the fourth wall, but in a different way. Like, Deadpool breaks the fourth wall, just in this meta way of being like, hey, I know you're reading comic book. I'm going to talk about this being comic book. I'm going to refer to the white space in between cells. But with her, it's more of like an in-universe thing because she was a normal Marvel fan who got sucked into comics. So like she breaks the fourth wall, but in the sense of like she's like stuck in that world. Like she'll meet somebody and be like, oh, you're the like she meets Doctor Strange and she's like, oh, you don't look like Benedict Cumberbatch. Like she says shit like that. And it's
There was,
awesome.
I think it's in either the first or second issue of Gwenpool. She meets Jane Foster as Thor. And she goes, girl, what dry shampoo do you use? Because your hair looks fantastic. And I'm like, holy shit, somebody wrote this. Somebody
I know.
wrote, what dry shampoo do you use? And I just think,
Yeah.
I think it's also Marvel's attempt to like grab women in because there, I mean, there
Right.
wasn't a whole ton of shit for women to read. And then Gwenpool came out and it was like, I mean, I ate that shit up like a turkey
Yeah.
sandwich. I'm not gonna lie.
It's really funny. In the beginning of her run, she's with Howard the Duck.
Yep, and then Matt, and then she runs into Madoc, and that's a whole thing. And then she owes him like not owes him money, but she's like doing side work for
Yeah.
him. And I
At one
don't
point in the comic, she meets Deadpool and she's like, ah, I don't even like Deadpool.
know.
Like,
Dude, I ate all of that up, and I hope they make a movie. I really do.
I do too. Well, in one of the Lego Marvel games, you can play as Gwenpool.
Okay, first of all, Mike.
Yeah.
Mike, one of the Lego Marvel games, you
Yep.
can play as Gwenpool.
You bet.
First of all, props for playing Lego Marvel.
Of
Second of
course.
all, props for playing as Gwenpool.
Of course. Wait, you know what? I don't know. You might not be able to play as her, but she's definitely in it. She's definitely
She's
in
like a
it.
locked character. You have to
Yeah,
like.
she might be like in the store where you get shit from her, but she's in it. She's definitely in it.
That's
Yeah.
low-key amazing.
Those Lego games are awesome. Have you ever played? Do you play games at all?
I mean Animal Crossing and
That's
Kingdom
okay.
Hearts.
It's okay if you're a cozy gamer. I played Animal
I'm a
Crossing.
you know what? That's part thank you. I've been looking for a term to describe my video gameness. Cozy gamer.
You're a cozy gamer. Yeah, my girlfriend got me into it and she played for like ever. And for me, like I loved it, but I've got too much of like I'm not a cozy gamer at heart. So like once I got the stars and once KK Slider came to my island to do a concert, I was like, okay, I beat it. It's done. And I
Yeah, what
haven't.
else can I do? Now I just can build my island and owe
Right.
Tom Nook $1 million?
Right.
Nah.
At first, like, well, that's the thing. I got to the point where I didn't owe anybody money anymore. So I was like,
Just
okay.
change your chance.
So it's like, why? Wh I was like making money, but I was like, why am I even making money? Like, there's no point.
Bro,
Like,
sell your turnips. It's the stock market.
but I was getting rich. But for I wouldn't have anything to spend it on. You know what I mean? Like I would
Bro,
go
just
into
build
the
your like build some paths and shit. I don't know.
I
Put a
would go.
waterfall over there.
Well, that's the other thing. Once you can terraform, it's like it's awesome that you get there and you're like, yeah, I could terraform. But then it's like this is like Minecraft now. Like it basically like I
It
could just do
basically
whatever I
is.
want.
Yeah, I joined a Reddit, a subreddit for Animal Crossing, and I saw people's like lands and terraforms, and I'm like, wow, I'm an actual kindergartner. Because I just made
Right.
like a cute little path to like my convenience store, and these
Yeah.
people have like the fucking Niagara Falls,
I
and I'm
know.
like, how did you do that? And then
Yeah.
somebody had like a whole Kingdom Hearts set up where they like did their outfits to look like Sora, and I'm like, I need more hours in the day and more
Yeah,
brain
yeah, yeah.
cells because how did you do that?
I know.
I'm jealous.
Well, I would have you ever seen people who have made the Haunted Mansion in Animal Crossing?
No, Fuck them too. Okay. Like,
Shit's not.
what gives you the right?
I
Like,
tried to. I have in my house, my bedroom is Haunted Mansion themed.
mine
Because
was like Halloween themed,
well, there
but
is
not Haunted Mansion themed.
there's a wallpaper that looks really, really close to Haunted Mansion.
Is it really?
Yeah. See, I haven't played it in so long. If I turned it on now, there'd be weeds everywhere. And
Yeah, that's why I'm scared. And
I
all my
know.
villagers probably moved out. They're probably all
Yeah.
mad at me.
They're gonna be like, "Who? Look who the fuck it is! Look who finally came
Yeah,
back!"
okay. All right. Gone for
Yeah,
COVID, huh? Okay.
yeah. So yeah, I did love it. I got to a point where I was like, "All right, I'm not doing enough. I was just hoarding my money. I was like, why am I? I'm just
I was
hoarding money
hoarding
for
money
what?
and picking weeds, and I'm like, all right, we're done here.
I know, I know.
And then I beat Kingdom Hearts 3 in like literally 4 days, because
Oh yeah,
that
you
14 I was waiting 14 years for this game to come out.
holy shit.
And as soon as it came out, I was like, I skipped school for 2 days.
Wow.
Like, I was just like, I'm determined to beat this game. And I
And
think it
that's
took me
nursing school,
all of
right?
4 days. Yeah, oh yeah.
So like
I definitely skipped some lectures.
yeah, you like definitely
Eh,
like
fuck it, they're recorded.
yeah, it's all right.
We're good.
Well, yeah, that's another thing, right? You're a Disney fan. You're a Disney nerd.
Oh, I mean, you and I are on the same page here. We're singing
Well,
on the same sheet of music here.
yeah, we're both Haunted Mansion fans.
Haunted Mansion, I mean, just give it all to me.
Yeah.
Did you see that they changed Gracie's portrait? I mean, I think he was facing the left and he should have been facing the right, or maybe he was facing the right, he should have been facing the left. They just
No.
changed it. Yeah, they just changed his portrait because in 2018 they
Yeah.
had him facing another way.
Have I showed you my Gracie doll, the Gracie attractionista?
Negative.
Okay. So Disney did this thing. This episode's all over the place, and that's fine. So Disney did
That's
this
fine.
thing.
That's how my episodes usually turned out
Yeah.
anyway.
Disney did this thing where they wanted to like do like a Barbie line, like a line for girls, like of dolls, but they called them attractionistas, and each doll was based on a classic attraction.
Excuse me while I go to eBay real quick. I'm about to be the biggest jelly bean.
This is Gracie.
Oh, come on.
Look, she comes with a little like bat,
She comes with a bat.
little sidekick bat, and her name is Gracie. Isn't that great?
Fuck. Well, I guess I'm going on eBay tonight. Sorry, Tyler.
Yeah. What else do I have? Well, I
All right,
showed you.
fine. Well, you know what I have that you don't have?
Show, tell
I
me.
have the first ever Deadpool action figure
Did you really?
signed by Rob Liefeld at Wizard World Philly. I don't have it with me. It's in storage. But so there, take
I'll
that.
take your word for it.
Buongiorno.
What series was that in, that figure?
That was the, oh God, I can't even remember because
Was it the
somebody.
X-Men with the cards?
Yes, it was the carded ones. I had him unpunched. I found him at a
Wow.
comic book shop for like $9, and I was like, soup, taking that one, because y'all don't know what you have right here.
No, they definitely don't,
And
because
then,
I've seen that punched for like $100.
yeah, so I snagged it. And then it was Wizard World Philly. Rob Liefeld was going to be there. And I was like, hell yeah, I'm going to get this signed by him. So I took a picture of him signing it. So it was like legit.
Yeah.
And he looked at me and he's like, man, I haven't seen one of these in a while. And I'm like,
Nice.
and it still has the KB toy sticker on the side, which
Ooh.
I'm like, rest in peace.
I know. That you know like
Yeah.
that and at some point that's cool too. Like that makes it
It
even more
is the
vintage.
orange sticker. Yeah, that bright
Yeah.
orange sticker. But yeah, that's in storage somewhere, but that's probably like my pride and joy would
So
be
did you what did
that
you say
piece.
like it was a signing? Did you like talk to him at all? Like you met Rob Liefeld, the creator of Deadpool.
I don't want to bash him. Maybe he was having a bad day.
Oh
I don't
boy.
know, but I
I've
have
heard.
heard the stories from others
Right. There's a lot
that
of stories.
he's not the most approachable human being.
Yeah.
He'll like say hi, thank you, take a picture, but don't try to keep it going, because
Yeah.
he obviously has a line out the fucking
Right.
convention center. But he was nice to me. He was like, wow, I haven't seen this in a long time. Signed it, and I was like, thanks, your work is awesome. Appreciate you signing this, appreciate your work. And he's like,
Yeah.
thanks so much. And I kept it moving, because I was like, I don't, you know how they say you shouldn't meet your idols?
Yeah.
I didn't want it to turn into one of those situations. So
So you let it
kept it
go.
moving. Yeah, just kept it moving.
Okay,
It was an
that's
awesome
cool.
experience. Got my signature and I just went back to my booth.
So it's always a when you ask a question of somebody like that, you're always like how are they? It's there's so much pressure on the whole situation.
I know, because it's like, did you just get asked this like 5 minutes ago? Is this like your least favorite question of all time? Is this a sensitive subject? Are you in a bad mood?
How
Did you
many
just have to pay your taxes? Like, is everything okay?
right? How many
Did your
idiots
dog die?
walk up to him and say something about like you can't draw feet?
You know what? I'm sure it has to. I just made a reference about that. Shameless plug on my Instagram, started IGTV because it's only 15 minutes. And like, I mean, I'll talk your fucking ear off. So I was like, 15 minutes, that's good. It'll cut me off after 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I ordered the Iron Man Annual number one Rob Liefeld variant with Deadpool on it.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, let's just see how his feet drawing has evolved over the years. Nope, still, motherfucker still can't draw feet.
Isn't that crazy?
Boots, they're boots.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Well, there's even a joke in Deadpool 2 where he says something
Yeah.
about can't
Can't
draw
draw
feet.
feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, fuck, he knows.
Yeah. Rob Liefeld, he's one of those 90s guys. Like he was like close with like Todd McFarlane who did Spawn. Like the
Yep.
90s was like this time of everyone had a lot of everyone had crazy muscles, and
Yeah.
everyone had like a lot of like cargo pockets. Like there's pockets fucking everywhere.
Bro, yes, they do. Their
Yeah.
suits were just overloaded with stuff. And I
Yeah.
mean, Deadpool just kept pulling things out. And it's like, are you Mary Poppins? Like,
Yeah.
where did you, what do you, how do you have 13 grenades in one pocket?
Yeah, I've heard. I don't know. There's been stories about him. Have you ever seen? There's like a video. I don't know where it first aired. It's Rob Liefeld, Todd McFarlane, and Stan Lee. And Rob Liefeld and Todd McFarlane are like drawing shit, like trying to show Stan Lee shit. And Stan Lee's just roasting them, like, "Oh, that's okay." Like he's just like, it's really funny.
Is Stan Lee just trying to be like facetious, or is he
Yeah.
really just like, eh, it's all right?
I think he's getting, you gotta watch it. He's getting by with the whole thing of like, hey, I'm just joking, but he won't stop. And you can tell that like Rob Liefeld and Scott McFarlane are like they're half pissed and half like feelings are hurt because he
Like,
just
how can
won't.
you can't talk shit. You
Right.
can't say anything back to Stan Lee.
Right. It's like if you like, you know,
Spider
drew a,
Man.
yeah. Like exactly. Like it's like if you like drew a picture and like showed it to your dad and it was like, can you put it on the refrigerator? And your dad was like, this is stupid. This is horrible.
That's happened to me. So, can we? The trauma needs
Okay.
to. Just kidding. Yeah, like you can't. What do you? Yeah, what do you say back to that?
Yeah, and you gotta find the footage.
Nothing.
It's really funny footage. And it was a
I'll have to
weird,
find
it
it.
was also a, it's from the 90s, and that was a contentious time because a lot of people left Marvel and DC to try to be independents. That's where you got
Yes.
Image. Yeah, shit like
Dark
that.
Horse, yeah.
Right. And Image was really weird because it was like they tried to do this like thing where because you know classically a lot of comic book creators and writers were screwed over, like very well known, like the creators of Superman died poor. So like with Image it was like everybody owned their characters. So it was like this weird copyright shit where like Image did Spawn, but Todd McFarlane owned Spawn. And I forget what Rob Liefeld's big character was from that, from like the launch of
Oh,
Image.
Youngblood.
Yeah.
That was his character. That was his first ever character.
It's always weird with comics because you could be like, oh, look, Rob Liefeld, he's the creator of Deadpool, but it's like, really? Like with comics, it takes characters grow and change and become different things and their attitudes change. Like you were talking about Brian Posehn, like a lot of who Deadpool is now comes from that writer.
Yeah. I mean, and subsequent artists and authors since then. I mean, I
Yeah.
think the Deadpool that we see now is just a combination of every single author, creator, artist that's ever put together a Deadpool. I think we have this hodgepodge now.
Yeah.
And I truly appreciate that because you get bits and pieces from everybody. So everybody feels like they have a piece of the Deadpool that we know now. And that's what I'm kind of hoping portrays in Deadpool 3, is that we get a little bit of everyone's Deadpool, because there's been so many versions now that I'm hoping that they pull a little bit from here, pull a little bit from here, so that everyone feels included.
What, something that I want is in the comics, or at least in some versions of the comics, Deadpool is more openly pansexual.
Oh,
And
yeah.
in the movies, he'll like jokingly flirt with men, but like he's got Vanessa, who, what does she become in the comic? She becomes a hero.
Oh, shit.
What the fuck? I think she becomes some hero. But anyway, they got Vanessa, but like like have him fucking date a dude in part three. Go
Yeah,
just
like,
do it. Have the balls to do it.
hold on, I'm Googling it. I'm gonna find out what Vanessa turns into. Vanessa Deadpool turns into. She turns into Copycat, a shape-shifting mutant who becomes a member of the X-Force.
Yes.
I feel like they could have come up with a cooler name.
The thing Copycat?
Copycat?
Yeah.
Really? Vanessa to Copycat? I wonder if she'll show up in Deadpool 3.
Yeah, let her be Copycat. Do it.
I mean, I know she died, but like
But then they like bring her back.
maybe Deadpool like gives her a little bit of his juice, you know? I don't know.
You don't watch My Hero Academia,
No, I have not
the
seen it.
anime. Okay. Well, it's fucking great. And there's an episode of PCMC on it. Look up in the feed. But anyway, I'm wearing a My Hero t-shirt. It's all superheroes, and it's all very, it's pretty original shit. But there are two characters that are based on superheroes in the outside world. There's All Might, who's based clearly on Superman. But then there's a character called Twice, who's clearly supposed to be Deadpool. And he has a costume like Deadpool. It's gray and black. And he's called Twice because he always says, like, he's got two personalities that talk to each other, and like they'll both answer you.
Okay.
He's also funny. He's very clearly either an homage or a ripoff, however you want to call it. He's Deadpool.
Huh.
Yeah,
And
look up.
where can I find this?
Well, it's a manga and an anime. The anime is on
Okay.
Hulu. He's a bad guy twice, but he's awesome.
I did get books 1 through 3 on Paper Girls because the show is
Oh,
coming out. Well, I'm so
fucking love
excited.
Paper
I'm
Girls.
so excited. So I picked up books 1 through 3 because I know I have missed out on.
Oh, you know what? You were the person who told me to read Lumberjanes too, and I fucking
Oh,
love
yeah. Remember
Lumberjanes.
when Emilio was like, Lumberjanes? And I'm
Fucking
like,
love it.
bro, you don't understand.
The best
Lumberjanes
shit ever.
is amazing. It's the first all ages comic book to have all inclusive characters.
There's a trans character
Yeah,
too.
and there's a trans character. And I'm like, Emilio, this is gonna spark like so many kids
Right.
who felt like they had nowhere to go or nothing to
Yeah.
read. Like they can link up with this. So that, I mean, I got so excited. Fun fact, I had a mom reach out to me recently and tell me that her daughter got into Lumberjanes because of comic strips. And I was like, if it's okay with you, do you mind if I send your daughter some of my stuff? Like, because she was like, the libraries are closed because of COVID. And I was like,
Yeah.
I have so many graphic novels in storage that I'm not reading and I've already read. So I sent them, and I had a Lumberjanes t-shirt. So I sent that, hoping it would maybe fit her 14-year-old daughter. A week later, I get a photo of this ear-to-ear smile, Lumberjanes t-shirt, little girl.
Fantastic.
And the mom is like, she won't stop reading these books. She's in love. Like, thank you so much. And I'm like,
That's
this is
beautiful.
what I wanted to do. Thank you. It
That's great.
was so wonderful. But yeah, Lumberjanes is the shit.
Yeah.
And it's still going, which makes me so happy.
Yeah.
I
Well,
love Lumberjanes.
let's wrap up by talking about Cat Out of the Bag.
Hey, I mean, I know it's like a shitty pun, but
That's
like,
fine. Who cares?
listen, my brain is fried, and
This show's called
that's
Pop
the
Culture
best I
Band
can do.
Children.
That's the best I can do, okay?
So what kind of, I'm so glad that you're making stuff again.
Well, I was gonna do it on YouTube, but I'm not gonna lie, I got some shitty comments that were like, it's
YouTube's
just
a,
weird, how you're doing it and then someone else is doing it, and like I'm like, all right, you know what? Like, I'm still like fragile from school. Like, I'm not whole yet.
Can I say like vaguely what happens, like in vague terms?
Sure.
Okay, you did a YouTube show with a partner at the time, And you were really successful. You had like a lot of viewers and stuff. Then you and that partner broke up, and then
Went our
he
separate
does.
ways.
Yeah, you went to school, blah, blah, blah. And so for a while you weren't making content. And I was like, every once in a while I would text you and be like, are you gonna do something? Are you gonna make some content? Because you're very talented. So I'm so happy that you're making shit again. And you know what? Stay away from YouTube scares me. People are like Emilio is always like, oh, you got to do more YouTube things. And I'm like, YouTube scares me. I like the fun, friendly world of podcasts. YouTube is scary. Like you were getting like,
It is. I was getting stalkers. Remember that one guy from
yeah.
Canada who made that video about me being fat? And I'm like, hi, I weigh like 120 pounds soaking wet. So, like, I don't
Crazy.
think I'm fat at all.
So
And then he
yeah.
would like pop up on different usernames and then just continuously talk shit. But like, I studied his like language and how he would write and type. And I'm like, it's the same fucking guy. Like,
Right.
he uses the same vernacular. He uses the same punctuation here and there. Like, it's the same fucking guy.
So
Like,
you
he
didn't
just
need
doesn't
that
go
shit.
away. But yeah, I've started a new IGTV, which, like I said, limits me to 15 minutes. So I
Yeah.
can't, you know, you're not going to go into a coma listening to me. And I pick a topic, or I try to pick a topic.
Do you have
And
to edit that stuff or is it like live?
no, because I just prop my iPhone up.
Yeah.
And I just let it go. So if there's bloopers in there, I leave them in there. You know what?
Right.
I'm human,
Good.
and it is what it is. So I try to pick something that I'm going to talk about or unbox, and then I mean it might we might the train might derail a
Yeah,
couple of
it's fine.
times, but it's fun, and I've gotten really great feedback from it. So I think I'm going to keep doing it, maybe like once a week.
That's awesome. Very good.
Yeah, cat's out of the
That's fun.
bag. You know what? Like I said, it was the best I had at the time.
I'm bad with titles. Like this podcast is called Pop Culture Man Children.
Yeah,
I
but
have
PCMC just sounds good.
sounds better.
Like
Yeah.
that rolls off the tongue. Like you don't have to say pop culture man children. It's just
PCMC.
PCMC. Like it just it's
Yeah.
chef's kiss, you
I
know? I
have another podcast about mental health. And
didn't know that.
yeah, it's called Cuckoo Bananas.
Actually, I've seen that, but I have not listened to it. I'm so sorry. I love you dearly. I have not listened to it, but I've seen your posts about it.
Yeah. Anyway, my point was I come up with stupid names.
I thought you were going to say, well, you'd be a great proponent for this mental health
You might like
podcast.
it. You might like it. It's me and a co-host, Kate Gainey. But instead of talking about like nerd shit, we're talking about having depression and taking psych meds. It's a lot of
Okay,
fun.
sign me up because I just got put on some lamotrigine. So
I've never
hell
tried
yeah.
that.
It's wonderful. It's a mood stabilizer.
Good. Good for you. I'm glad it's working. I'm on so much meds. I'm on Prozac, Wellbutrin. Anyway, Cuckoo Bananas. And available anywhere podcasts are found. Kat, thank you so much for coming on.
You for having me.
It's been a pleasure talking to you. I think we mostly talked about
I
Deadpool.
mean, like I said, the train was on the tracks for quite some time, and then it was like,
Yeah.
no, and it got back on the
Yeah.
tracks. But you know what? That's me.
It's fine. And
It's
this is the
fine.
kind of content you'll get on her IGTV.
You will get a lot of derailments for
Yeah.
sure.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Kat Habrukowicz.
Yes. Yes, you got it.
We end every episode by saying go bye-bye. It's a
Wait, can
cool.
I say it in Russian?
Please.
Go, do svidaniya.